Now, some news from the world of sports, and here is what the Boston Celtics were up against in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Cleveland Cavaliers. They had been blown out in their first two games of the series on their home court, including a 44-point loss in Game 2. Cleveland had not lost a single game in the postseason, a 10-0 run. Game 3 was on Cleveland's home court. The Celtics' best player, Isaiah Thomas, suffered a serious hip injury, and he is out for the rest of the postseason. And entering the third quarter in Game 3 last night, Boston trailed by 21 points. Final score from Cleveland last night, Celtics 111, Cavs 108. Yes, I had to check that twice myself. But three things happened last night. Marcus Smart, who started at guard in place of Thomas, had the game of his life, finishing with a career-high 27 points, which included 7 3-pointers. LeBron James essentially took the night off, scoring a mere 11 points after treating the Celtics' defense like orange road pylons in the first two games in Boston. And Avery Bradley's three-point shot at the end of the game hit the back rim, bounced up, hit again, bounced again, and somehow fell into the hoop with 0.1 seconds left on the clock for the most improbable win of the playoffs so far in any series. So the Celtics will not get swept in this series, and while it would be fun to play Pollyanna about this win now that the series stands at Cleveland up 2-1 and say that Boston has a chance to come back and prevail, let's not be silly. LeBron is not going to have another night like he did last night. Even with Isaiah Thomas, the Celtics were overmatched in this series. Bradley made a nice shot, but that was the very definition of the lucky bounce to win it. Cleveland is going to win this series and get a rematch of last year's final against Golden State. It's just going to be that way. But it is really nice that the Celtics were able to do what no team had been able to do to this point in the playoffs, and that's make Cleveland feel what it is like to lose. To the NHL playoffs, and the Ottawa Senators certainly know what it feels like to lose. They are now on the brink of elimination after getting blown out by the defending champion Pittsburgh Penguins yesterday 7-0 in the Steel City. Just as Ottawa had done in Game 3, which must feel like a lifetime ago for the Senators, the Penguins scored 4 first-period goals and never looked back. 7 goals by 7 different players. A perfect 3-for-3 on their power play chances. 21 saves by Pittsburgh goalie Matt Murray, who really could have knitted a sweater while in between the pipes and still won that game. The Senators have to hope they can put it all behind them and stave off elimination in Game 6 on their home ice tomorrow night if there's any chance of a Canadian team winning the Stanley Cup for the first time since 1993. To Major League Baseball, and the Boston Red Sox needed a win to avoid a 4-game sweep out in Oakland, and it was Eduardo Rodriguez to the rescue. The young lefty pitched brilliantly yesterday, going 8 innings and striking out 8 in Boston's 12-3 win. First baseman Mitch Moreland homered for a 3rd straight game. Hanley Ramirez and Christian Vasquez had 3 hits apiece in the win. Rodriguez has now won his last 2 starts, and it's good to see a starter other than Chris Sale be dominant on the hill for a Red Sox team that needs better production in that department and on offense as well. The win moves the Red Sox back into 3rd place in the AL East, a half game ahead of Tampa Bay and 4 back of the 1st place Yankees. The Yankees were able to avoid an improbable 3-game sweep at the hands of those pesky Tampa Bay Rays, winning 3-2 in St. Petersburg yesterday, thanks to a go-ahead home run by Brett Gardner and an amazing full extension diving backhanded grab at the warning track in right field by rookie Aaron Judge, who is proving that he can do more than just hit mammoth home runs. Judge's highlight reel catch preserved the Yankees' 3-2 lead. It made a winner of CC Sabathia, who has now won back-to-back starts for the first time since June of last year. Chris Archer was the tough luck loser for Tampa Bay, giving up 3 runs but striking out 12 along the way. Toronto Blue Jays also kept the Brooms at bay. They beat the Baltimore Orioles 3-1 behind a 12-strikeout performance by Marco Estrada and a 3-run homer by Devon Travis. And the New York Mets, they could not complete the sweep of the LA Angels. They lost 12-5. Mike Trout did a lot of damage, as did C.J. Cron, who had a grand slam. Tommy Malone took the loss for the Mets. There will be no three-peat to the Final Four for the Middlebury women's lacrosse team. They fell in the Division III NCAA tournament 8-4 to top-ranked College of New Jersey yesterday in the regional final. The 8th-ranked Panthers finished their season at 16-5 with that loss.